the calm sea with Jesus. The disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so arose when they called him and said to them, where is your faith? Because you
prayed all night, but you filled up with all your might. Count your prize of a book and a master.
Father, we're so glad, Lord, that there have been many times that we've cried. There have been many dark hours, but Lord, you're always right there with us. And Lord, we want to thank you for that. We want to praise you for that this morning. Yeah. Lord, I thank you for some that have gone through some storms this week, but they're here in your house this morning.
Yeah.
Because of your love, because of your goodness, because of your mercy. Because you are the master physician,
yes.
The one in charge, and the one in control. Lord, thank you for. Lord, we have so much to praise you for and to thank you for today. Lord, this morning we just want to tell you that we love you and thank you for the opportunity to be able to be in your house. Lord, we want to sing a song this morning to you that simply says, did I mention that I love him? Lord, would you be with us today? Accept our worship and our praise. Well, thank you for all that's accomplished in your house today. In Jesus' name.
As many of you know, I didn't grow up with a father figure in the home, or a godly father figure. The closest thing I had was my grandfather, and he was always so good to me. But you know what? I'm just so thankful for my Heavenly Father. He's never, ever failed me. He's always been there for me and seen me through. I just want to say thank you publicly this morning for his mighty hand of protection all the days of my life. Did I mention that I love him?
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, and no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day. There'll be no sorrow there, and no more burdens to bear. No more sickness nor pain, and no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that it will be when my Jesus I shall see. Look upon his face, save me by his grace. And he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Church, you can be seated.
Well, it's good to be here this morning. You glad you're here? Say amen. 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 Looking forward to that day when either Jesus comes first or I go by way of the grave and meet him. And I prefer the second coming of the Lord, and we can just dodge the graveyard. But it's so good to be here this morning. Good to see each and every one of you. I hope you've had a good week this week. And we're just going to mention some things briefly. We want to get into the message in just a few moments. But so good to have Miss Cece with us this morning. Everybody give a round of applause. Brother Chuck, Miss Cece, and And she has been through it this past week, but here she sits right here in the house of the Lord. And what a blessing that is. Miss Sharon, back with us as well. And a round of applause. She was hospitalized this week. Of course, Brother Jim Jr. is back with us. He's been out for some time. And so, that's great. And his sister, too, being with us. So good to see you guys. Miss Mary Kelly, of course, is she in rehab?
She's in rehab.
Over by Kennestone? Well, Miss Mary Kelly, she's in rehab. She hasn't been feeling well, sick with her stomach. She had a plate and some screws for when she fell and broke her hip. So continue to remember her, if you would. Continue to remember James Townsend, as he has several things going on. Lucy Godfrey and her sister, Leonard and Dolores Palmer, Diane Ely, all of these and many, many more. I do want to say happy birthday to Miss Cassie this morning. Good to see, good to have her on her birthday here. So happy birthday, Cassie. There you are. And what a blessing. We like to do that as much as we possibly can. And let me mention a few things while we're here. I do want to say we are having a special called conference recommended by our insurance company. To add to the rules of decorum, this is going to be on Wednesday night here at the church. We were supposed to have this past Wednesday night, but this coming up Wednesday night, special call conference recommendation by our insurance company. All right? And so just remember that, if you would. There's going to be CLU today from 3:30 to 4:30 at the same time. The men will meet, and we'll have just a time of a prayer together. We'll talk. Any questions, any concerns, any burdens to share, anything like that, that's what we're going to do from 3:30 to 4:30. And then, of course, we'll go downstairs and prepare for our evening service downstairs. Just bring a light snack for that, if you would, to help out. That'd be great. I do want to mention that not this coming up Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, we're going to have a big service up here. We're going to have a baptism service. We got several getting baptized. Brother Brian, I believe, he's going to baptize his first candidate there. And then, of course, I'll be baptizing one or two. We're going to, again, have a message, have some music, and possibly some refreshments after that service. So remember that. That's going to be a great service. Looking forward to that. And God's still saving souls today. Also, big announcement. Dakota and Brooke's wedding next Saturday, 6/28 at 4 p.m. And extended invite to our CBC family. Arrive for the wedding at 3:30 p.m. to be seated. Exciting stuff. Exciting. We are so excited for y'all. So, church, remember that. It's going to be a great day for Dakota and Brooke. And I believe we have an announcement for our Operation Christmas Child. Amen. All right. Well, you've heard this, and of course, the fourth Thursday of every month, we're going to continue to have the OCC meeting down in the fellowship hall, and so be part of that. It's going to be a great time. Well, again, we're looking forward to having boxes stacked for this coming up Christmas. For those to hear the gospel, to get some toys and some things like that, what a blessing that will be. VBS is right around the corner as well. Remember that. It's going to be Sunday 7:20 through Wednesday 7:23. All right, there's all kinds of other things we can mention, but for the sake of time, we'll cut it off right there and just pick up a bulletin and stay in tune with what's going on. Are you glad you're here this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have a finger up, brother? Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you, brother. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness, your love, your mercy. Thank you, God, for meeting with us here in Powder Springs at Calvary Baptist Church. Lord, we're just local folks who need Jesus, and we just feel like that coming to church, we will hear your word. We have opportunity to worship, bear one another's burdens. And so, God, we just thank you for meeting with us in such an intimate and special way this morning. I feel your presence. God, I pray that you bless this offering. Let it be used for the ongoing ministry here at the church and on foreign fields. All the missionaries home and abroad, we pray for. We pray for Miss Claudia. We pray, Lord, for all these others who are sick and afflicted. God, who are not feeling their best, we pray you touch them. Even those that are here that are not feeling their best, those that may be struggling mentally, I pray, God, that you would infuse grace and mercy and love and peace in their souls and hearts today. Father, thank you for touching Miss Cece and Miss Sharon and all the others on our prayer list. Lord, it seems like it's just waves of emotion, waves of adversity, waves of troubles, and waves of sorrows. But at the same time, Lord, there are times of victory. And this morning is a time of victory. We're so very thankful, God, that you've touched these who needed your touch. Now, Father, again, bless the offering. Bless the remainder part of the service. And I pray if someone's here that doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, today will be salvation for them and for the rest of us who do know you, God. I pray for encouragement. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' holy name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Alrighty. I want to say thank you to those who are tuning in by way of Facebook. Don't ever want to take your presence for granted who are tuning in. Thank you so very much. Ever since COVID, that has been a real thing. That is a new ministry all across the globe, Facebook ministry. And there may be some tuning in from our webpage, and if you're not familiar with that, www.calvaryministries.org. There you can listen live on the audio stream. And so many different avenues. And again, I'm just humbled to be here, humbled to stand one more time from this very pulpit. The gospel does go across the globe. We have our very own, of course, over in Peru, Don and Carla that listen, and we've got some in Indonesia, Brother Jim, that actually tune in from time to time and drop a line that, hey, we're over here in Indonesia, we're listening. I've had some text me after a Sunday morning on Messenger from Africa and say, Pastor Justin, I enjoyed the message. And so there's more people that are with us this morning, that are inside this church, they're around the globe, and what a blessing that is. I just appreciate the Lord entrusting in us and with us the gospel. All right, if you have your Bibles this morning, please make your way to the Old Testament book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 37, if you would, for a few moments. Ezekiel 37. Take you a moment to get there. It's been a while since we've shared anything out of this book, Old Testament book of Ezekiel, but I feel like this is where the Lord would have us to be this morning. And so I trust that you've come to get a word from Him, because that's exactly why we're here. Let's bow for another word of prayer, and then I want to begin reading in verse number 1 out of Ezekiel 37, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. Father, we bow our heads and our hearts one more time in Jesus' name. Lord, we stand dependent upon You this morning. God, we've studied, we've pondered, we've brainstormed. We've sought Your will, we've asked in prayer. We are at total peace with the message this morning. Nothing else matters in this life and in this world, what's going on, other than this moment right now. You tell us in the Gospels, You told Your disciples, could You not watch and pray for 1 hour? And so, Father, this is that hour, God, that we want to hear from You in. Thank You, Lord, for meeting with us in worship, in music, but now it's time for the message. So, God, I pray that You give me a clear head and a calm heart. It's all about Jesus. It's nothing about Justin. And so I pray the message will be apparent to all. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. And amen. Ezekiel 37, verse number 1. The Bible says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, Thou knowest." That's going to be the extent of our text verses this morning, Ezekiel 37, verse number 1 down through verse number 3. I want to call your attention to verse number 3, where God asked Ezekiel this question. "And He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live?" Can these bones live? By way of introduction this morning, let me say that God leads Ezekiel to a valley that's filled with dry bones. These bones, they illustrate or they represent Israel's current despair and sense of spiritual deadness. Those who read the Bible and study Bible history know that Israel here was taken captive and exiled to Babylon due to the consequences of their own sin. And so this story, it also illustrates not only that, but it illustrates Israel's spiritual resurrection and return to their homeland. Notice again in verse number 3, this question God asked Ezekiel: can these bones live? I would like to propose a question to all of us this morning, and that is simply this: can something that's dead live again. Not just dead, but graveyard dead. Can something that's dead live again? Bone dead. Dry bones dead. If we look through the lens of the natural, the answer to that is without explanation. No. Because once something is dead, it's dead. Through the natural lens, through the natural eye, when something is gone, it's gone. Because there's no life in it, it's just dead. But if we look through the lens of the supernatural, the answer would be yes. Something that is dead can live again. Now I want you to notice that God was wanting Ezekiel to view these bones through the lens of the supernatural. Yes, there was death. Yes, there were bones. But God asked him, can these bones live? Can they live? Regardless of the appearance, regardless of the degree of death, I mean, went from dead, went to skin leaving, bones and tendons rotting off, down to bone, then dry bone. This is the degree of death here. And God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? So, you see, it was all about who was asking the question when God asked Ezekiel this question. Ezekiel, can these bones live? And you see, when God asks a question, it's actually a challenge of your faith and mine, because He already knows the answer. You know, when God asks a question, He's up to something. When God is speaking to your heart, when He's speaking to my heart, when He's speaking to my mind and your mind, and there's these questions we have that we feel like from the Lord, He's up to something. So let me ask a question to all of us, a personal question this morning. Can blank live? You fill in the blank. For example, can my marriage that seemingly dead live? Can my relationship with my kids that seemingly dead live? Can my walk with God that seemingly dead live? Can my purpose on earth that seemingly dead live? Can blank live? You fill in the blank this morning. Is there something in your life that seemingly is done and gone and graveyard dead? There is no resurrection through the eyes and the lens of the natural in your life. It may be a relationship, it may be a job, it may be a purpose, I don't know what it may be. It just may be something that you feel is graveyard dead. Question is proposed by God this morning. Can these bones live? And so with the help of the Lord, that's the title of my message. Can these bones live? Can God resurrect a marriage? Can God resurrect a relationship with children? Can God resurrect and breathe life into our walk with God? Can God revitalize us in our purpose on earth? Can God? You see, God is asking Ezekiel in the midst of a valley of dry bones, can these bones live? And we've got to get honest this morning with ourselves. Do we feel like God can resurrect some things in our life, or are we just done with it? I think we need to ask God if He's done with it. Before we ever are done with something, ask God, is He done with it? And if He's not, and it looks like it's dead, God can make it live again. I tell you one reason why God can make it live again, because up from the grave He arose. Amen? I want to share with you three things this morning. How you can make your bones live again. Or to answer this question, I want to give you three points as to how I feel these bones can live again. Number one, these bones can live again by getting a word from God. Notice verse number 3 again. The Bible says, "And He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, Thou knowest." Now Ezekiel says, you are omniscient. God, you know everything. And regardless of what I think, Lord, you know. In other words, I believe deep down on the inside there was a flicker of faith in Ezekiel's heart. And despite of what the cemetery looked like, he knew on the inside that God is all-knowing, God has all power, and God is everywhere at the same time. I believe he had a flicker of faith. You and I this morning, we look at the cemeteries in our life of the deceased things that once was, and it looks like it's gone, it looks like it's dead, it looks like it's over. But on the inside, you have to admit there's a flicker. There's a flicker of faith there, because we believe that God is, He knows it all. He has all power. He's everywhere at the same time. And so we see here that He's asked this question, can these bones live? And He says, "I answered, O Lord God, Thou knowest." Look at verse 4. "Again He said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones," and notice this, "hear the word of the Lord." And so this task that Ezekiel has was to preach to a bunch of bones in a valley. Wow, what a discouraging job. To look out over a cemetery, a valley filled with dry bones, and preach. That's one tough congregation. And the name of that church would be Boneyard Baptist Church. Boneyard Baptist Church. Ezekiel, he was showed something from the Lord, and God said to him, verse 4, "And again He said it to me, prophesy upon these bones." Preach, Ezekiel. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I want you to preach my word, because my word is alive and can bring things back to life. "Again He said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones." Listen. "Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live." That word "behold" basically means pay close attention. Looky, looky. Neon sign. Don't miss this. "Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live." Verse 6, "And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord." How about that? These bones that God is showing Ezekiel can live, but it's going to be by a word of God. I want to say these dry bones didn't need a dry sermon. that Ezekiel was going to give. They needed a word from the Lord in order for those bones to live. We've got a lot of dry sermons, and I'll be one to say there's times where I don't feel like that, my goodness, that I'm doing any good, and it's just like going through the motions, and I try not to feel that way, but I need a touch from God. You don't need a dry sermon. You need a word from Almighty God. We don't need a word from Dr. Phil. His words won't do. We don't need a word from Oprah. Her words won't do. We don't need a word even from the great and glorious Donald Trump. His words won't do. But what we need this morning is what the Bible is telling us, a word from Almighty God. God was showing Ezekiel something, and that is if he preached God's word to the bones, they would live. It's not my words you need this morning. Listen, during study preparation and prayer time, I struggle, I fight, and I mull over, and I finish my study, and I lay down, and I go through my head, and I think, well, when was the last time I preached on this or anything similar to this? Or is there any kind of meat in here? God, I just want to do a good job for you. Lord, the people need a word from you. There's nothing that I can bring that will benefit you. I mean, I can encourage you a little bit about keep going on for the Lord. And I can try to help share a burden with you. You a burden with me and so forth and all that. But at the end of the day, my words are human words. My words are natural words. But His words are spiritual words. These words are alive. It is the Word of God. And it is God's Word that quickeneth us. And in the day and time in which we live, where there's seemingly a valley of dry bones, everywhere we go, you don't need my words. You don't need some philosopher's words. You don't need anybody's words other than the words of Almighty God. So in order to bring life back into our lives, we need a word from God. He will restore our marriages and families, our health, and every dry and broken thing in our life that we try to fix and glue back together just with one word from God, a directive word, a path, a little bit of light on a path that God could shine along our way could help us get fixed. This morning, this question, can these bones live? And the answer is yes, by getting a word from God. If anyone can speak to objects and get a response, it's the Lord. He spoke to the wind, peace be still, and it was still. He told the waves to part so my people can pass, and they did. He allowed water to come from this rock, this object of nature, water came gushing out. And many, many other illustrations and stories we could give. But if He did these things by His voice and His word, should it not be also true about the valley of dry bones? This valley of dry bones, should it not be true? Listen, should it not be true also about your dry valleys? Should it not be true also about your seasons of struggle and desperation in life that all it takes is one word from God? You know, that's all it takes is for the Lord to, for me to say, Justin, it's going to be okay. Chris, it's going to be. I can spend my days and my weeks and my months and my years trying to make it okay, Brother Ceylon. I could be trying to do my thing. I could be trying to roll over a stone, a new leaf. I could be trying to do this and trying to do that. And we ought to try. But But if we need a resurrection spiritually, some wind in our sails, it's going to take us going to the pages of God's Word where it's life and it's light and it brings liberty to us that are bound. This morning we see that by getting a word from God, these bones can live again. Our marriages can live again. Our families, our health can be restored. Every dry and broken thing can be restored just by a whisper from God. So are you seeking Him this morning? Listen, we need a word from God for our bones to live. But number two, not only do we need a word from God for our bones to live, or these bones to live, but number two, for these bones to live, there's a getting together that's needed. Or these bones can live by getting together. Now, as the word was spoken here, the Bible says that these dry bones started shaking. And they came together. Listen, verse number 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. Y'all hear that? Something's happening in the cemetery. There was a shaking. And the bones came together. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews or tendons and the flesh or the muscles came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Listen, bones that come together can be productive. Bones that come together form a skeleton, and something can get accomplished. Foot bone connected to the ankle bone, the ankle bone connected to the shin bone connected to the knee bone, so forth and so on. That's how it all came together, little by little. Yeah, that's how it came together. Ezekiel preached the living word, and there started to be some rattling. There started to be some commotion. Things started to come together. They came together into a complete skeleton. Then there was tendons. Then there was flesh. Then there was skin. God is only going to promote us and nudge us along as there is accomplishment. First, there has to be the Word of God digested. Then the bones start to come together. Then it's time for the tendons. And then it's time for the muscles. And then it's time for the skin. Little by little by little, God can make bones live again. So we see here there was a whole lot of shaking going on. Whole lot of shaking going on. There was a whole lot of movement in the cemetery, and everything started to come together. When bones come together into a shape of a skeleton, it does a lot of good. Along with the tendons and muscles, skin covering, there is the potential for accomplishment. Something great can happen. Make an application to us, the church. Let me say this. Some people are the leg bones. Others are the feet bones. While other ones are hand bones and jaw bones and back bones. We all are a member of the body of Christ. And when we all come together, a whole lot of shaking will go on. When things, listen, when we put aside any differences that we may have and come together, the body of Christ can move. The body of Christ can operate. And that thing that which was dead can come back alive. What a blessing. Some people are the eyes and nose, but listen, some people are the ears. I looked at this yesterday. In the ear, there are three small bones that enable hearing. If one out of the three is fractured, your hearing is going to be off. If two out of the three is fractured, your hearing is going to be off. And of course, if three out of three is fractured, you're going to be deaf. You may be able to hear and all three bones are in place, but if you have a lot of earwax, you ain't going to be able to hear. Some people are eyes, some people are the nose, and others are the ears. And even with the ears, every bone has to be in place for it to operate. We are the body of Christ, whether we're a foot, a hand, an eye, an ear, a back, jawbone, what have you. They all have in particular bones. They all have tendons and muscles and things that collaborate together in order to be functional. And when we come together, same mission, same goal, same gospel, same direction, something mighty can happen. There can be a resurrection in the cemetery. How many churches this morning you walk into are cold and dead? And it hurts me to even say that, but I've been in them before, and there's just no life. It's a valley of dry bones. And God bless those pastors and who try to do things and encourage the church to move forward. And God bless those in leadership at those churches. And God bless them, and God bless them, and God bless them. But the antidote is still the same. 2,000 years ago to today and forevermore, there needs to be a hunger and thirst for God and His Word. And we all have to be unified. And when we are, we can experience something like Ezekiel experienced, which we'll get into in just a moment. Any part of the body isn't much by itself, but when it comes together, great things can happen. So the question is, can these bones live? Yeah, they can live. But it takes getting together. It takes getting a word. But then number three, it takes getting the Spirit. Verse number 9, notice with me. Then said he unto me, let me back up. Verse number 8, one more time for context sake. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covering and the skin covered them above. Look here. But there was no breath in them. Now verse number 9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Look at verse number 14. And shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Can these bones live? Yes, they need the Word of God. Can these bones live? Yes, they need to come together. But But as equally as important, yes, these bones can live, but they need a touch of the Spirit. What good is a body without breath? It's a fast coming death. Listen to this. A human body can only function 3 to 5 minutes without oxygen before brain damage occurs and could be irreversible. 3 to 5 minutes without oxygen. In like manner, we need God's life-giving Holy Spirit to inflate our hearts with hope, our souls with encouragement, that our bodies may revive and live again spiritually. Some may be here this morning with no spiritual oxygen. You may be indifferent to God or your family. You may feel as though it's over. There's no coming back from the cemetery of defeat. And I just want to ask you this question. Well, in fact, I want to direct this question from God to all of us this morning, regardless of where you are and where I am. God is asking us, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Listen to this. I'm going to go back and read verse number 11 through 13. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried. And our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. These bones can live by getting the Spirit. We have the Spirit through the new birth, but I'm talking about a fresh touch. I'm talking about a new anointing. I'm talking about a touch from Almighty. I'm talking about God breathing into our souls hope. God breathing into our heart encouragement. That's what we need this morning. Are you in a dry place? Is there a lot of deadness around you? God is asking this question this morning. Can these bones live? You have to answer that. I have to answer it, and you have to answer it. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you this morning. I pray that you give liberty during this time of invitation. We've done our best to present your word. I pray that you'd use it, Lord, for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. Let's stand to our feet. I encourage you to come if you need to come on the very first verse. Can these bones live?
They called him Jesus.
Anybody else this morning?
He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died.
He can breathe life into death.
To buy my pardon.
It's not over, church. Your situation is not over. Come and let him breathe on you this morning. Everyone sing.
I can face tomorrow.
He's alive. You may have to preach to them bones. You You may have to wake up in the morning and say, I will overcome. It will get better. Because Christ says, I can do all things through Him. Still singing as these are praying. One day it'll be over. But until then, we got to fight.
No war with sin.
We got a war.
And then, as day gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory.
Lives this morning.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know.
Still being sensitive to this one that's praying this morning. Thank you for coming, all who responded, and I hope you got something from our hour of worship this morning. And again, Miss CC, so good to see you. Much different than last Sunday. And same for you too, Miss Sharon. So Miss Sharon is possibly going to be having a hernia operation. So let's remember her on that. But been so good to be here this morning. And so let's remember one another again. 3:30 to 4:30 will be CLU men's prayer. I don't believe we're going to have anything today because of all of that going on and leaving time to prepare for service downstairs. So meet back with us at 5 o'clock for the evening service, if not for the men's prayer and the ladies' CLU. Okay? All right. Again, so good to see everybody. And everybody have a blessed afternoon. We'll be dismissing a word of prayer. Brother Seelong, would you close us out?